Well, friends, we come to the very end of our convention day. And I think if we had to identify a very important aspect of the Vespers, it is reflection. And no doubt, music is one way to help us reflect, not just on today, but on yesterday, on all the days, on all our lives, on the brethren. It's a meditation. And we have our brother Tim Krupa from Portland, who will carry this Vespers with us. Not only is he an elder at the Portland Ecclesia, but I like to think of him as the choir master. I don't know anybody who is so officially conducting choirs all over the United States. So I think it's our privilege to have him conduct our Vespers this evening. Brother Tip.
I'm here, that's true. But I didn't bring the chorus with me. They're here in one respect. But I hope you can realize that it's not always possible to rehearse a chorus, especially first day of a convention, and especially when the program is action-packed, as we have had here. So the music that you're going to hear this evening was performed at the General Convention this summer in Chattanooga. I personally think it was one of the best groups that we ever had assembled. So I think you'll enjoy the music. I've tried to collect some appropriate slides to further stimulate your meditations and show them as the music is being sung. The first song and the slides that you will see will be a small touch of Bible student nostalgia. You'll see some of the old pilgrims. You're going to see Brother Sunbaum, Brother Zeno, Brother McCauley, Brother Dyfer. You'll see some speakers who were the speakers at the Chautauqua General Convention over 40 years ago. You'll see some other speakers who were on the platform over 30 years ago at Bloomington, Indiana General Conventions. And then some other general Bible student nostalgia. The next song, you will see on the slides some paintings regarding the life of Christ. The black and white drawings that you will see are Rembrandt's renditions of Jesus. Thirdly, we will have a song from Isaiah, 40th chapter, as Brother Ken mentioned, Comfort Ye My People. And during that song, you will see slides of Jerusalem and the Holy Land. From that point on, you'll see a lot of your brethren. You're going to see some slides of brethren from France. You'll see Daniel and his wife Nina. You'll see Jacques and his parents, his sister. A lot of people you know. You'll see some brethren from Poland. And then we'll just keep going on and on through the United States, etc. I think the rest should be self-revealing from that point on. So it's our intent and our prayer that this would stimulate you in heart and mind to a spirit of thanksgiving and more Christian love.